You're listening to That Cancer Show, and that is a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. I am Dave Richmond, and I'm here with my co-host, Mary Lawrence. And Mary, you know, we are so pleased and welcome to have a great guy, an author, Tom Spector, the program, who's on the phone right now. Welcome in, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you, folks?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Dave.
We're so delighted to have you on, and definitely for many reasons. Obviously, meditation is huge in our country and a lot of to deal with different things, but this is very cool to have you on. We're very excited, right, Mary?
We're so glad you're with us, Tom.
Well, thank you very much.
Tom is has been a meditation teacher for over 30 years, and he's been a provider at Cornucopia by offering meditation and healing talks and services tailored to the needs of individuals and groups. And we're just grateful that you're going to spend a few minutes with us tonight, Tom, and we're excited about your new book called Our Two Gardens, How to Cultivate Healing. So tell us, how did you come up with that title, and what are the two gardens?
Well, it started back in 1976 when I was teaching meditation to seriously ill patients, and I saw some very profound healings occur, and many times it would be shortly before the patients died. And I come to learn that there's some aspects of healing, some very important aspects that are not related to the physical condition of the body. And it's these aspects of healing that I'm very interested in. The way I've learned to define healing is it's the process of working through the issues that separate our superficial self from our deeper inner self. And many of us know about the inner self. Some of us may have not experienced it or don't even believe it's real. But this inner self is part of each and every one of us. It goes by various names. Some people call it the soul, our true self, our true being, our inner nature. It's referred to as the heart center. And it's really like a garden. And I call it the heart garden. It has some incredible flowers. Unconditional love. This is love that has no objects, no condition. It's the essence of love. Within this center, the spiritual center in every being, is a source of total compassion, the ability to be with other people in their suffering, and to be with yourself in your own suffering. It's the source of pure white light, divine light, and it's our source of absolute truth. Everything we need to know, all the answers we need to know, all our guidance is right inside of us. It's that part of us that was created in God's image. And this beautiful garden is ours. It's our birthright. It's our essence. And all we need to do is dwell in it and identify with it, and we're completely healed. So why don't we? Well, the answer is we have another garden, and that's called the mind garden. Now, the mind garden has some wonderful flowers, such as wisdom and intellect, but most of our mind gardens are full of weeds. If you just spend a second thinking, you can think of what goes on in your mind. A lot of us people have monkey minds. We have limiting thoughts, negative thoughts, limiting concepts. We have anxiety, depression, panic, confusion, procrastination, paralysis, feelings of unworthiness, anger, greed, and jealousy. So those are our two gardens, our heart garden and our mind garden. And that's where the name of the book came from.
Wow.
That's very beautiful.
Tom, you mentioned profound healing that you've witnessed it before patients have died. Do you have a story that you can share with us?
It's more of a sense of peace that people come to when they start coming out of their mind garden and dwelling in their heart garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you some examples of the type of things that we do that creates these weeds in our mind garden, and how we can prevent the cultivating of weeds and cultivate the flowers in our heart garden.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be helpful for you?
That would be great.
Well, we plant seeds, weed seeds, from normal, healthy, regular events in our life. They come from our emotions, our senses, our environment, our behavior, our intellect. Now, these weed seeds in and of themselves are perfectly harmless. But what we tend to do, we tend to water them and cultivate them, and they grow into these monstrous weeds. Now, I'll give a couple of examples. An emotion, a very powerful emotion, is the emotion of fear. We actually need fear. It alerts us to danger. Without fear, we might be injured by danger. We might not jump back from a dangerous situation. However, the experience of fear in general is very unpleasant, especially when we feel it at unusual times. For example, I used to wake up in the middle of the night and feel fear. And from that came anxiety. And even when I wasn't feeling it, I could feel a sense of anxiety because I was afraid that it would come again. And the natural reaction to fear is to hate it and to push it away and to resist it. Now, think of what we're doing when we do that. We're pushing away part of ourselves, a very important part that can save our life. And it's the pushing away or the resisting of fear that cultivates the weeds.
I was just going to say, Dr. Richard Ramsey, I was a teacher in another life a few years back. And back in 2005, I was in Greensboro. And Dr. Richard Ramsey was leading a thing, at-risk kids, a conference, and he had a great speech, and he actually said fear stands for false evidence about reality. And that has always came to me, still reminds me, every time I hear the word fear, I think about that.
Uh-huh. Well, fear isn't your enemy. It's your friend. And if you can recognize it as your friend and not push it away, if you can ask it what it needs, if you can give it a hug, and tell it that it can come to you and be with you and coexist as buddies, you will not cultivate these weeds that cause the suffering.
Our Two Gardens, How to Cultivate Healing. Tom, where can people find your book? This sounds really interesting.
You can find sources for it on our website. It's Hatha House, HathaHouse.com. And the book's available in paperback and ebooks from all the standard places.
That is outstanding. In fact, whether you have cancer or you're going through something, this book is for everybody, it sounds like.
Yes, it's a great book. I've read it.
Thank you very much, Tom. We're glad to have you on with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You're listening to That Cancer Show. A service of Cornucopia House. In fact, coming up, do you have a question to ask our panel? How did your belief system help during the cancer experience? Has it helped your life to the fullest? Call us right now at 919-860-9783. We want to hear from you. You're listening to That Cancer Show.